Perfectionism. Tilly Olson correctly calls it the knife of the perfectionist attitude in art. You may call it something else. Getting it right, you may call it. Or fixing it before I go any further. You may call it having standards. What you should be calling it is perfectionism. Perfectionism has nothing to do with getting it right. It has nothing to do with fixing things. It has nothing to do with standards. Perfectionism is a refusal to let yourself move ahead. It is a loop, an obsessive, debilitating, closed system that causes you to get stuck in the details of what you are writing or painting or making and to lose sight of the whole. Instead of creating freely and allowing errors to reveal themselves later as insights, we often get mired in getting the details right. We correct our originality into uniformity that lacks passion and spontaneity. Do not fear mistakes, Miles Davis told us. There are none. The perfectionist fixes one line of a poem over and over until no lines are right. The perfectionist redraws the chin line on a portrait until the paper tears. The perfectionist writes so many versions of scene one that she never gets to the rest of the play. The perfectionist writes, paints, creates with one eye on her audience. Instead of enjoying the process, the perfectionist is constantly grading the results. The perfectionist has married the logic side of the brain. The critic reigns supreme in the perfectionist's creative household. A brilliant, descriptive prose passage is critiqued with a white-glove approach. What about this comma? Is this how you spell? For the perfectionist, there are no first drafts, rough sketches, warm-up exercises. Every draft is meant to be final, perfect, set in stone. Midway through a project, the perfectionist decides to read it all over, outline it, see where it's going. And where is it going? Nowhere, very fast. The perfectionist is never satisfied. The perfectionist never says, "This is pretty good. I think I'll just keep going." To the perfectionist, there's always room for improvement. The perfectionist calls this humility. In reality, it is egotism. It is pride that makes us want to write a perfect script, paint a perfect painting, perform a perfect audition monologue. Perfectionism is not a quest for the best. It is a pursuit of the worst in ourselves, the part that tells us that nothing we do will ever be good enough, that we should try again. No, we should not. The painting is never finished. It simply stops in interesting places, said Paul Gardner. A book is never finished, but at a certain point, you stop writing it and go on to the next thing. A film is never cut perfectly, but at a certain point, you let go and call it done. That is a normal part of creativity, letting go. We always do the best that we can by the light we have to see by.